Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sam and Greg, again, we are getting ready to talk about the Birmingham Bowl. There are five games today, but Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt kick off at 3:30, and want to welcome Chad Bishop to the show. A friend of the show, haven't talked to him in a little bit, and you got to wonder, last time we saw this team, they went to eight overtimes.
Yeah, boy.
How does that, you know, what do you take from that as you look at today's game? And the participants that were in that game, they all going to be in this one. Morning, Chad.
Well, first of all, good morning, fellas, and thanks for giving me a little PTSD there to start off my day. But, I was watching Toledo Pitt last night, going to six overtimes in a similar situation.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, that Georgia Tech game seems like last year almost. Seems like it was so long ago. But, you know, I think Georgia Tech from there, and, you know, they've settled down. They've recovered. They've sort of flushed that game, which is a phrase athletes like to use. And this is kind of going to be a new scenario. I think you sort of, you know, touched on it. A lot of guys who played in that game are either in the transfer portal or are injured or whatever the case may be. So there's going to be kind of a new look to the Georgia Tech lineup. You know, I don't think it's going to change their game plan or the way they go about their business, but there'll be some new faces out there on the field today when they play Vanderbilt. So I think that's exciting from their perspective to see if some of these younger kids or some of these kids who don't play a lot can step up and get the job done.
I guess it's just the reality of college football in this day and time. You make a bowl game, somebody's got to hit the portal. They're not going to hang around for it. But, I mean, which of these moves you think the team will miss the most as they go out today? And that's the other thing. Yeah, you have the next man up. If you had some days to put new people in those places, but what do you think we may be lacking today as they take on Vanderbilt?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, we start on the offensive side of the ball. Corey Robinson, the starting left tackle, left pretty soon after the season, so they're going to plug in Ethan McKinney. Now, Ethan McKinney is a kid who played a ton as a freshman and was even listed as a freshman All-American by some publications, but didn't play a lot this year, battling through some injuries. Played a little bit at the end of the season, but he's going to get the start today, and he's the left tackle, the future of the offensive line for Georgia Tech. So I think that's number one. And then you look at wide receiver, losing Eric Singleton, who has since committed to Auburn. Just, you know, a speedy kid who can run 22, 23 miles an hour, can stretch the field, is a home run threat with the deep ball. That's a big loss, too, no matter how anyone tries to spin it. So I think those are two guys offensively. And then on the defensive side, Romello Height is the team's best pass rusher, and he transferred out. So there's a hole there at defensive end. And then Kyle Eford, the team captain, the middle linebacker, is out with a shoulder injury or an arm injury, so he won't play either. So those are a couple spots on defense that are huge. Tay Seymour, safety's in the portal. Rodney Shelley, a nickelback, is hurt. So there's going to be some new guys on that defensive side trying to step up. I think the good news for Tech is they rotate a ton of guys on defense. Coordinator Tyler Santucci loves to play a ton of guys. So they don't have a lot of guys who haven't played at all this year, but maybe just as much as they'll have to play today.
Chad Bishop joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How are you absorbing college football right now? Well, meaning this season and moving forward, your thoughts on what to do next because of the changing nature of it, because you got guys missing bowl games going in the transfer portal, because you know that moving forward, if this blue-chip athlete is not happy with waiting behind this other guy to get to his position, he's going to jump in the portal. Everything that's thrown into the blender that's changing about college sports, how are you absorbing it right now?
You know, for me as a 41-year-old, it's a little tough because I'm pretty old school, and, you know, I think we all grew up cheering for college sports teams because the kids were there 3 or 4 years and you kind of got to know them and see them grow and see them have their moment. And now it's a free for all. It's the wild, wild west. I don't think anybody's blaming the kids because they can go get some money and some more power to them. I mean, look like a kid, I just mentioned Eric Singleton. You know, was at Georgia Tech and was probably going to be a star, but I don't think there's any question. Auburn probably offered him a little bit more money, so you know, go get your money, go get paid, young man. But that being said, I don't have an answer because you know these bowl games mean a lot to the programs, and mean a lot to the fans. They don't seem to mean a whole lot to the players on the teams. I think the coaches' heads are elsewhere because they're balancing all these kids in the portal that are leaving, all the kids in the portal that are coming in. They're trying to recruit high school kids. And it's not just the bowls, right? I mean, we've seen in the football playoffs, guys have one foot out the door as soon as their team is eliminated. They're exiting stage left and stage right too. You know, I think we talked, you know, last time I talked to you guys about conference championship games, if those are really even necessary at this point, having teams play an extra game and having guys opting out or not playing in those. So I'm not really sure where we go from here. I don't really know the answer. It hasn't kept me from watching games. Like I mentioned, I was watching them last night, and I'll be at one today, and I'll continue to be a college football fan the rest of my life. But I think maybe the passion that maybe I had once as a kid or a young adult has waned a little bit over the years.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this rainy game day morning for Georgia Tech. They're taking on Vanderbilt later today over in Birmingham, and Chad Bishop with the AJC keeps an eye on the Jackets. And he is social. You can always find him at Mr. Chad Bishop at Mr. Chad Bishop. Also, one of the backstories to this game today is the Vanderbilt quarterback and what he's going to be allowed to do. I don't know how much people have talked about that. Now, he runs that offense quite well. I've seen him in person this year. But, you know, the idea that he's going to get to come back and get some money in his pocket next fall.
Yeah, that's just a crazy story. Diego Pavia has been a superstar for Vanderbilt this year. Began his career in junior college and was down in New Mexico State before transferring to Vanderbilt and really got that program back on the right track. I mean, they haven't played in a bowl game since 2018, and here comes this kid who's just electric on the field and honestly quite electric off the field. I mean, the kid has had some good sound bites throughout this year, led the Commodores to a big win over Alabama. And for those who don't know, he won a court case, which I believe, correct me guys if I'm wrong, but his junior college season will not affect his eligibility. So he can play again in 2025, and that's going to change some things too. I mean, Georgia Tech recruited a young man this recruiting cycle who's coming from a junior college. So, I don't know how this affects junior college kids moving forward. I think I read a report the other day that, you know, any junior college athlete after the year 2020 can get some of that eligibility back. It's again, it's ever changing. It seems like every single day there's a new legislation or a new rule in place to maybe appease some folks and to get kids to remain on the playing field. And Diego Pavia is one of them, and he challenged the courts and won his case. And so we'll be seeing him next year. But again, going back to that portal, guys, who knows if he's at Vanderbilt next year? He could be somewhere else, but he'll be in college football for sure.
And that's what I was going to ask him, because I was going to see if Chad could give us any kind of projection. How's he feeling, or what should he tell Tech fans about what they can expect as far as a team next season and how recruiting
looks? Yeah, I think what Brent Key always says about Georgia Tech is he's trying to build the roster from the bottom up. So don't necessarily focus on replacing maybe a star quarterback or a star wide receiver. It's replacing those guys who are 3 and 4 on the depth chart and increasing that talent level. I think he's continued to do that. He's already got about a dozen guys coming from the transfer portal. He had one of the best high school recruiting classes that Tech has ever had in the top 20 last time I checked nationally. And he told me in Dublin, Ireland, when we were out there, that his roster is about 70 to 80% of where he wants it to be going into the 24 season. So I would think with what they have coming back, Haynes King at quarterback and Jamal Haynes at running back, and still, you know, 3 or 4 quality offensive linemen, a lot of defensive guys coming back with coordinator Tyler Santucci. You know, I don't know how the schedule is going to shake out. Nobody really knows that till we go in. But I think it should be a team that continues to trend upward and continues to get to a bowl game. They got to get to that next step of winning 8, 9, 10 games and competing for an ACC title. But it looks like the roster's in place to do that.
Chad, you know, forgive us. We didn't have a chance to talk to you after that Georgia game. We usually talk to you before the games. But what did that game, Tech side, show you? And what did you take from that?
That they're still very, very close, but they're still not quite there yet. I think Georgia Tech has shown in this Brent Key era that they can beat a number 10 Florida State, who was ranked at the time, of course. They can beat an undefeated Miami team who was in the top five. They can knock off an undefeated Duke. They beat a ranked Miami team in 23. They played Georgia close 2 years in a row. But it's doing it consistently, and it's doing it week in and week out. It's not going up to Syracuse and losing by three, right? It's not getting hammered at home to Notre Dame. You know, I know they were without their quarterback, but still, it's sort of this consistency aspect that they talk about a lot. It's, you know, they put it all on the line up there in Athens and probably played one of their best games in years and still came up just a little bit short. Again, looking at the positive side of things, I think Brent Key takes that, like he said, he takes that pain and he's going to dwell on it all season, knowing that this team is very close, but still not there yet, and has to find a deeper talent pool to fill this roster to get over that hump and beat teams like Georgia and Miami and the big wigs on their schedule week in and week out, and not just one-offs. Taking them to eight overtimes is not a moral victory. I mean, Brent Key is just yearning to get that win and to beat Georgia. And I think he knows that game showed him that they're right there, but they still have some work to do.
All right, about to let you go. Give me something on today's game. You got two quarterbacks that should run well, even in the rain today. What wins it for Tech?
You know, I think it's the passing game. I think despite, you know, like you said, being a little groggy out here, being a little wet, and these teams liking to run the ball, I think Georgia Tech's probably got the better throwing quarterback in Haynes King and Malik Rutherford, who was in the portal and then out of the portal. He's back on the team. He could have a big game. And Vanderbilt's pass defense is not great. So I think if Georgia Tech is able to throw the ball down the field, hit some big plays, I think that's going to be the difference.
There you go.
All right.
Appreciate it, Chad, as always. And thank you for being a part of the show this season. Getting up
you
early.
You got it, guys. Yeah, happy new year.
You too.
Save me something. I'm on the way. I'll see you this afternoon.
I got you, my man.
All right now.